from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to August. I'm Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome the CEO of a company called Cognition Therapeutics, formed here in Pittsburgh in 2007, and Lisa Ricciardi. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Larry.
As you know, Pittsburgh has been such a hotbed for tremendous breakthroughs in all disciplines, and especially in the medical world. So the clinical trials that are going on are giving people who are dealing with Alzheimer's hope. So what is it that you and your company have been able to do so far?
Great question. As you pointed out, the company was founded in Pittsburgh. Our scientific founder left the Bay Area because she thought it was more economic to do the long, hard road of research in the Pittsburgh area, and our labs have been there since. And out of those labs have come a series of drugs. The one we've just finished studying, we refer to as CT-1812. And what we announced this week at the conference in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, was the results of a 6-month trial. We studied 2 doses of drug, a low and a high dose, and placebo. We were principally looking at safety and tolerability, Larry, but in addition, we measured a whole series of efficacy endpoints. By that I mean different measures of cognition. We actually used 4 different ones. We also looked at function. Could patients after 6 months perform activities of daily living better? Were they better equipped to navigate their daily life as measured by a physician? So we had 6 skills, and overwhelmingly at the end of the trial and at various points during the trial, we showed improvement. It was overwhelmingly positive, positive trends, and some p-values over the course of the study at different endpoints. So we were very pleased. Now, this study was designed to help us look at the larger phase 3 study. What should be the dose? What's the patient population? How long should it run? The phase 3 study is the one you sit down with the FDA, you discuss it, and with the FDA, you agree on, okay, what does success look like? What are we going to measure? And then you get your approval, or you don't get your approval, depending on the outcome. So this was a very important study for us to gather a lot of information. And we were very, very pleased and excited about what we found. And now we're looking forward to doing those next steps in the process.
Lisa, this is Paul Rasmussen, and I'm curious to know, out of, say, for example, 10 or 100 patients, how many showed improvement? What were the percentages there? And how much longer will it take to get through the process you just described?
So, great questions. In this trial, there were 153 patients, so roughly 50 per arm. It was a 6-month study, and we were able to show at the end of 6 months, as I said, a series of positive trends. We're now looking at, do we need a larger trial and a longer trial to show the effects that we want? When you design a trial like this, you typically look at historical data and you say, in the last trial, this is how much benefit we showed. Then you do a calculation and you say, how many patients do I need to show that statistically? So it's unclear what the trial of the next duration will be, size and duration. That's part of why you do the study we just did to gather all that information. What we showed was a 40% improvement overall on one of the measures. They were all in the same general area, but on one of the measures, a 40% improvement in cognition. So what that means is patients on placebo at 6 months continued to show more neurodegeneration. They were less cognitively capable over time. Patients on drug, however, had a slowing of that process. And when you measure the difference on these scales, it was a 40% improvement for patients on drug. And there were, as I said earlier, there were several other scales. There were different measures of cognition, but roughly what I'm talking about held true throughout the study. We saw a slightly smaller percent improvement on the functional scales, that is, the activities of daily living, and the second measure is called the CIGIC. Our belief is that patients will improve in their function, not improve, that is, the drug will impact function so that patients maintain their cognition. And once that's underway, then you start to see improvements in function. So those results happened a little bit later in the trial, closer to the end of the study, not the middle of the study. Nonetheless, we'll look at all of these measures in our next trial.
Lisa, this is encouraging news for sure, and we appreciate you taking some time to share with us. Where can somebody get more information?
The best place to go is our website. Cognition Therapeutics is the website. Our ticker is CGTX. And on our website, what you will see is a whole section on clinical trials. We explain the disease, we explain the trials, we indicate what studies are running, what has been completed. There's another area for patients and families to look at, and that's called clinicaltrials.gov. It's a massive index of trials all over the country, and that's another place for information. It may be a little harder to navigate than just looking at our website.
Well, great information, encouraging again, and appreciate your time and the work you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Lisa Ricciardi, who is the Chief Executive Officer with Cognition Therapeutics, and another feather in the cap here in the Pittsburgh area for research.
Paul. I'll say there's no shortage of people who are interested in doing something, anything, to slow the progression of Alzheimer's.
It has been, and it, if you know families, and I'm sure everybody has somebody they know that's dealing with this right now, it's absolutely devastating to families to watch a loved one go through this.
And stressful for the caregivers, very stressful.
For everybody. So hopefully this is a horizon of hope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.